Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, July 9th, 2012. Illegal settler activity continues near Bethlehem, and two Israeli policemen were sent to jail for negligence. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. In the Bethlehem area, in two separate incidents, settlers attacked a man and illegally confiscated Palestinian land. Ma'an News Agency reported that five teenage settlers, around 16 years old, attacked Ibrahim Khalil Sabarna near the city of Bethlehem. Sabarna, 35, is a resident of the nearby town of Beit Umar. Mohammed Ayad, media spokesperson of the Popular Committee Against the Wall in Beit Umar, stated Sabarna was returning from Bethlehem at approximately 7 a.m. when he was attacked. The settlers hurled stones at him as he drove his car. Ayad added that Israeli policemen were present in the area but did not attempt to stop the settlers. Israeli settlers also seized five dunams of land belonging to 67-year-old Ali Hader Issa from Al-Hader village, south of Bethlehem, in a continuation of illegal land grabs in the area. The Palestinian owner was told that the five dunams now belong to Israel and that he is forbidden from accessing or working on his land. In Hebron, Governor Kamal Hemed was prevented from traveling to visit a family in the village of Imnezil in the southern part of his district by the Israeli military on Monday, according to Ma'an News. Governor Hemed explained that the reason he was given by Israeli forces was that he needed to apply for permission from the civil administration, the Israeli military department that regulates the occupied West Bank. In related news, Akram al-Rikhawi, who has now been on hunger strike for 91 days, is unable to move his left leg and is at risk of dying, his lawyer and doctor both reported on Monday. Al-Rikhawi, who is married with eight children, was sentenced to 9 years in prison by an Israeli military tribunal after being stopped by Israeli military forces near Rafah in 2004. Since being imprisoned, he has been denied access to his medication, which has led to severe health complications. And finally, on Monday, the Israeli District Court in occupied Jerusalem sentenced two Israeli policemen to only 30 months imprisonment, despite the fact that they left a wounded Palestinian man to die on the side of the road near the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Two policemen were convicted of causing the death of Amar Abu Jariban from the Gaza Strip 4 years ago, leaving him on the road between Afar Prison and Atara roadblock, despite his medical condition. He was later found dead on June 15, 2008, by an Israeli driving in the area. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Monday, July 9th Daily News Roundup from the Occupied Palestinian Territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hussam Kassis and me, Kelly Joyner.